아브라함이 누린 24입니다.
This is the 24 hours that Abraham enjoyed.
여러분 아시는 대로 아브라함이 갈대아를 떠나는 그런 내용입니다.
And just as you very well know, this is the content where Abraham he leaves Chaldea.
하나님이 아브라함을 선택하시고 부르셨어요.
God chose Abraham and called him.
이 말이 무슨 말인가 하니까 하나님이 우리를 부르셨다 그 말이에요.
So what does that mean? It means that God has called us as well.
이걸 잘 쳐다보면은 여러분이 오늘 예배드리면서도 굉장한 응답을 받을 수 있어요.
And if you look at this very carefully, even in the midst of worship, you could receive tremendous answers.
또 우리 어떨 때는 사람과 대화 속에서도요. 그 사람에게 배우는 게 아니고 굉장히 하나님 주신 답을 찾을 수가 있어요.
And sometimes when we're having a conversation with something, it's not that we gain an answer from that person, but we gain answer that God gives to us.
또 기도를 제대로 하는 사람들은 누구에게 우리가 비난을 받을 때도요. 굉장한 응답을 받을 수가 있어요.
And sometimes people who 그렇잖아요. are in prayer, even if they're being criticized by someone, they can receive great answers from it.
뭐 또 우리 막 좋은 소리도 들을 수 있고 뭐 여러 가지 있지 않습니까? 이런 데서도 굉장한 응답을 받을 수 있습니다.
We could hear good things and bad things, but in the midst of that, we're able to gain these tremendous things.
이게 응답 24라는 겁니다.
And this is what we call 24 hours.
이런 데서 많이 차이는 항상 여러분들은 세 가지를 알고 증거해야 되니까요.
And so we need to find these things within the 24 hours, but there are things, three things that we must know and testify about.
이 미래와 기도 그리고 여러분 해야 되는 일이니까 이 달란트지요.
And it's about the future, prayer, and also the work that we do, our talent.
그래서 만나는 렘넌트에게 언제든지 미래 캠프가 되죠.
And so whoever we meet, especially the remnants, we have to allow the future camp.
기도는 누구나 하지만은요. 오늘 우리 일부 예배 때 나옵니다만 거의 틀린 기도를 하기 때문에 많은 걸 놓치죠.
Everybody prays, but the majority of the time they pray the incorrect things, and we're going to hear about that in the first service.
그래서 항상 이 속에서는 기도를 계속하다 보면 오직이 발견됩니다.
And so inside of the future, as we continue to pray, we find only.
이거는 늘 찾아내야 돼.
And this is something we have to discover all the time.
대부분 사람들은 문제 생기면 뭐 문제 담아 보지. 이걸 못 찾거든요.
But the majority of the people, when the problem arises, they only focus on the problem. They don't look and try to find only.
기도를 계속하는 가운데 제일 중요한 부분이 유일성이란 게 와요.
And the most important aspect instead of prayer is that uniqueness is comes.
이거는 나이도 관계없고 학벌도 관계없어요.
It doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter what your education is.
물론 학벌이 좋은 사람들은 많은 걸 알겠죠. 그러나 응답 받는 거하고 다른 얘기입니다.
Of course, if you have a higher education, you know a lot more, but it has nothing to do with the answers that you receive.
그래서 여러분만 할 수 있는 축복이 있다니까.
And so there is something that only you can do, a blessing that only you can do.
그걸 보고 재창조라는 거예요.
And that is what we call recreation.
우연히 TV에서 지난 주간에 그 영화를 한 게 봤는데, 그 자산 어보라는 영화를 봤어요.
And so coincidentally last week I watched a movie.
그 정약용 형 정약전 얘기 아닙니까?
And so this movie is about the past of this older brother.
인물이죠.
And this is an individual that actually existed in the past.
이 밥에 주는 아줌마가 말해 뭐 뭐라고 막 안 좋은 소리를 하는 거예요.
And inside the movie the woman who was making food for them was saying something criticizing this person.
그거 들으면서요. 고개를 끄덕 끄덕하면서 메모해요.
And the character, he listens to the words of this woman and he nods
거예요.
his head and he writes down notes.
이게 불신자인데도 그 사람은 천주교 신자지요. 이 그 뭐 크게 복음 없는데도 그런 응답이 받는 거예요.
Even if they were unbeliever, he was a Catholic and yet he was writing down all these things and he was gaining these things.
예, 우리가 이게 조그마한 현실 속에서도요. 반드시 이거 들어 있습니다.
And so even in our small reality, absolutely these three things exist.
제가 보기에는 거의 대부분 사람들은 보통 있는 일에서 항상 이게 놓치지요.
But majority of people in the things that always happen, they lose hold of this.
어디서 놓치는 거 하니까
Where do they lose hold from it?
오늘에서 자꾸 놓쳐요.
They lose hold from today.
네. 오늘에서 놓치면 다 놓치는 겁니다.
But if you lose hold of today, then you're losing hold of everything. Isn't that right?
미래에 있어야 되는 거고, 과거는 지나간 건데 오늘 놓치면 다 놓치는 거예요.
You have to wait for the future. The past has already passed. So what you, if you lose hold of today, you're losing hold of everything.
자꾸 이게 바보스럽게요. 오늘을 놓쳐요.
And so foolishly, we lose hold of today.
안녕히 생기면 놓치고.
We lose hold of it because something bad happens.
기분 좋으면 기분 좋다고 놓치고.
And we lose hold of it because something great happens.
기분 나쁘면 나쁘다고 놓치고.
And when we get upset and we lose hold of everything because we're upset.
또 이제 뭐 상대방이 하는 말 나하고 안 맞으면 안 맞아서 놓치고.
And then we lose hold of today because the person that doesn't agree with me.
이렇게 되지면은 여러분이 설교도 하나님이 원하시는 설교를 듣지 못하고 내가 원하는 설교를 듣게 돼요.
If that continues to happen, then even with sermons, you're not receiving the sermon that God wants to give to you, but what you want.
그걸 보고 헛일이라는 겁니다.
And that's what we call in vain.
아니, 하나님이 원하시는 설교를 들어야지 내가 원하는 설교를 듣게 돼요, 사람은.
People, because you're human, you have to listen to the words of God instead, but you want to listen to the words that you want to hear.
이 본부의 일을 해보면은, 이 본부라는 사람 왜 어렵나 보면은, 어떤 나라, 지역,
Now, if you're working inside the headquarters, it's very difficult because you hear all these different words from different countries and regions. And they all speak according to how they feel. And they don't care about the other person. So how hard must it be for the person who works at the headquarters?
몰랐는데 지금은 이제 본부 우리가 새롭게 합니다. 내가 전부 다 이렇게 보거든요. 보고 체크를 하고 그러는데.
And before, I didn't know this, but now we check over everything that comes my way, and I always double check that, and I realize there's a reason why it doesn't work for people.
우리 상식적으로 벌써 아 저 사람 입장, 이 사람 입장, 이 사람 입장 알고 조절해야 될 거 아니요.
Sometimes we have to be able to control ourselves depending on the situation of this person and that person, but we can't do that.
그렇잖아요. 옳은 말도 있고 틀린 말도 있고 뭐. 비슷한 말도 많이 있잖아요. 그걸 다 들으면서 아, 그래, 조절하면서 같이 가는 이 정도 머리는 돼야 될 거 아니에요.
Why? Because you have to have that kind of standard where you're able to think this person's opinion might be wrong or this person's opinion might be right.
여러분 그 주로 구역공간 이거는 구역에서 지역에서 나는 메시지이기 때문에 여러분 중요하게 듣고 붙잡으세요.
And so these are the words that we have to take and relay in our district. So you have to listen to this very importantly.
예배 드리면서요.
Even today, while you give worship, you have to discover these three things. And this is very difficult.
어렵잖아요.
It's not. You know, I went to this very strange church and they went as an assistant pastor, and even the Sunday school was maybe less than 50 kids.
그래서 그 뭐 어려울 게 있겠습니까?
No, how difficult may it be?
내가 거기를 처음 갔기 때문에 아이들 찾기 위해서 교적부 정리를 해봐.
And so I was there as an assistant pastor, and when I went there, I first checked the names of all the children.
뭐 그 훌륭한 교회에 교적부 정리도 안 돼.
And their attendance, and this is a very renowned church, and yet they didn't have it. They weren't able to organize them, so they didn't have a list.
애들 내 찾아내는데 저는 그 뭐 길 가다가 보석을 주는 것들하니까요.
찾아내고. And I was looking at the list, and I was finding these kids, and for me, finding these children was like finding a piece of jewel on the ground.
이용하는 거 교인 집인데 교회 안 나오는 사람 명단 다 뽑았는데 교회 나오는 사람 더 많아.
And I realized I went in further into it, and I checked out all the people who are registered as church members but wasn't attending church, and there was more people who weren't attending.
찾아갔잖아요.
And so I went there and I found them.
찾아가서 얘기하고 복음 들어.
I visited them, I spoke to them, and shared the gospel with them.
그거만 했을 뿐인데.
That's all I did, and it was an uproar.
아, 우리가 복음 처음 들었어요.
Oh, this is the first time I heard the gospel.
아, 어? 나도 예수 그리스도 믿어야 되겠다.
Oh, I need to receive and believe in Jesus Christ.
그게 오직입니다.
That's all I did, and that's only.
오직 뭐 다른 거 있습니까?
Is there anything else that's only?
이런 사람들이 이제 응답을 받기 시작한단 말이에요. 그럼 나도 그걸 깨닫잖아요.
And so people start to receive answers, and I start to realize things too.
유일성.
Uniqueness.
그때는 뭐 전화가 있습니까? 내가 뭐 우리가 뭐 승용차가 있습니까? 아무도 없잖아요.
Think about it back then. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't even have individual cars back then.
그러니까 중고등학생들도 많았는데 걔들 하는 길은 찾아가는 수밖에 없어.
And I was in charge of the middle and high school kids. And the only thing that I could do then is to visit them.
그 매일 찾아갔을 때.
And so every single day I went to go visit them.
그 어려운 거 아니잖아요.
And that's not very hard.
학교 마치고 나 그때 학생이니까 그 교회 가방 갖다 놓고 찾아가는 거죠.
I was a student back then, so after school had ended, I would leave my backpack at the church and I'll go and visit these children.
그 어느 중직자가 교사인데 이런 말을 했어요.
And this one church officer, he was a teacher, he said,
아, 교사님, 나는 평생 내 교사하고 있는데 이런 거나 처음 봤습니다.
Assistant pastor, I've been a Sunday school teacher my whole life and I've never seen anything like this.
뭘요, 이러니까.
And I said, seen what?
어떻게 아이들 찾아오냐 이거요.
How are you visiting these students all the time?
아니, 만날 길이 그밖에 없잖아요. 전화할 수도 없고.
And I said, well, I can't call them on the phone. This is the only way that I can actually meet with them.
그러니까 그걸 안 한대, 사람들이.
But most people don't do this.
그게 뭡니까?
And what is that?
재창조.
Recreation.
뭐가 그래 어렵습니까?
How difficult is that?
여러분, 하루하루가 응답이고 축복이에요.
Every 그렇죠? single day is an answer and blessing.
이때부터 뭐가 나옵니까?
Starting from this point, what arises?
하나님이 아브라함에게 언약을 주신 거예요.
God gave Abraham the covenant.
이걸 보고 24라고 하는 겁니다.
And we call this 24 hours.
언약을 주셨으니까 언약은 24잖아요.
Think about it. God gave the covenant, and the covenant is 24 hours.
하나님이 아브라함에게 다섯 가지 축복을 주었어요.
God promised five blessings to Abraham.
이걸 보고 25라고 하는 거예요.
And we call this 25 hours.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
내 거 아니가 위에서 주는 거니까.
It's not mine. It's given from the heavens above.
그러니까 이런 이제 이 아브라함이요, 이 언약을 붙잡고 단을 쌓은 거예요.
This Abraham, holding onto the covenant, he built an altar to the Lord.
이걸 보고 보좌의 축복이고 영원이라고 하는 겁니다.
We call this the blessing of the throne of heaven as well as eternity.
단을 쌓는 거는 보좌의 축복을 받는 거잖아요.
Well, when you raise up an altar, you're trying to receive the blessing of the throne.
절대로 놓치면 안 됩니다.
And you should never lose hold of this.
아니, 너무 축복이 우리 옆에 쉬운 게 이거 다 놓치고 없는 걸 찾아가 다니니까
No, you suffer because you lose hold of all the blessings that God gives that's right next to you and you look for things that's not even there.
우리 옛날에도 그런 말이 있잖아요. 길을 두고 매로 간다고. 길 놔두고 저 산으로 가요.
And so a long time there's a saying, you leave behind this open highway or path and you go through a maze in the mountain.
하나님께서 뭐라고 하셨습니까?
But what does God say?
갈대아우르를 떠나라.
He said to leave Chaldea.
하나님 말씀하셨어요.
These are the words of God.
이거 살리기 위해서 떠나라.
He said in order to save this, leave this place.
망하는 동니까.
Why? Because this place will destroy you.
하나님께서 가나안 땅으로 가도록 하신 겁니다.
And God said for him to go to the land of the Canaan.
그런데 가나안 땅으로 가라 이렇게 말씀하지 않은가요?
But instead, God didn't say go to Canaan.
내가 네게 지시할 땅으로 가라.
He said, "Go to the place that I will lead you to."
이게 기도요 말씀입니다.
This is prayer. This is the words of God.
이게 말씀과 기도 아닙니까?
Isn't this God's word and prayer?
여러분이 이 축복을 누리면 말씀이 정확해져요.
Now, when you're enjoying these blessings, the words of God becomes accurate.
아무리 설교도 꼬려도요. 여러분 이걸 모르면 말씀이 정확하지 않아요.
No matter how many sermons you listen to, if you do not have these three things, then these words cannot be accurate.
말씀이 정확하게 붙잡혀야 될 거 아니에요.
You have to hold firm to the accurate words.
이때부터 25라고 말하는 다섯 가지 축복이 옵니다.
In order for anything to happen, and that from that point on, we see the five blessings 뭡니까? That come place. What are they?
하나님이 아브라함에게 말씀하셨어요.
Now God said to Abraham.
언약적인 축복이.
He gave him the covenantal blessing.
너는 복의 근원이 될
거야. You will become the source of blessing.
그럴 수밖에는요. 근원적인 축복.
No, he has no choice but to become that way.
여러분, 하나님의 자녀로 사람 살려야 되기 때문에 당연히 축복받아요.
The principal source of blessings is something that you must absolutely receive because you are a people that will save God's children.
말씀이 정확하지 못하니까 이걸 와도 모르는 거예요.
And because you're not holding on to the accurate words, even if these blessings come to you, you don't even know it.
말씀이 정확하지 않나면 오늘을 놓치니까 이걸 놓치니까.
But why are the words not accurate? Because today you're losing hold of it. You're losing hold of these three things.
너로 말미암아 말이잖아요.
By you.
대표적 축복.
That is a representative blessing.
여러분이 축복받아야 많은 사람들이 사는 거예요.
Through you, you have to be blessed in order for other people who are being destroyed to be saved.
네 후손으로 말미암아.
And it's through your seed.
뭡니까?
What does that mean?
기념비적인 축복.
That is our commemorative blessing.
여러분 후손이 응답 받으면 다른 사람 받나 이 말이요.
No, your next generation must receive blessings in order for other people to receive blessings.
마지막 탄식 뭡니까?
And what is the last one?
너로 능히 당할 자 없겠다.
No one will be able to stand before you.
맞잖아요.
Isn't that right?
하나님 축복을 전달해야 되는데 너를 망하게 하는 자는 내가 망하게 하겠다.
You are people to transmit this blessing of God, so those who try to destroy you, I will destroy too.
너를 축복하는 자, 내가 축복하겠다.
Those who bless you, I will bless.
그거는 아브라함을 특별히 받는단 말이 아니고 당연하잖아요.
And it's not just some favor that he only gave to Abraham. This is so rightful.
너로 능히 당할 자.
No one will be able to stand before you.
완전히 불가항력입니다.
It was this irresistible blessing that nobody can block.
이걸 보고
This is what we call 25 hours.
드디어 이 말을 듣고요. 나와서 아브라함이 처음에는 굉장히 고생했어.
Now finally, hearing these words, he came out and he truly went through a lot of suffering.
왜냐? 안 믿어져가지고.
Why? Because at first he couldn't believe this.
쉽게 말하면 언약 자꾸 나왔다니까.
Simply put, he held on to the covenant and he came out of Chaldea, but he lost hold of today.
가나안 땅으로 갔다니까요.
He went to the land of Canaan.
순종했어요.
And he obeyed God.
근데 그거가 되는 게 아니죠.
But it doesn't work with just that.
롯 데리고 왔는데 조카들은 이 계속 싸움이 되는 거예요.
He took his nephew Lot and constantly they were fighting.
아브라함의 숨겨진 불신앙 때문에.
It was because of Abraham's hidden unbelief.
누가 볼 때는 참 좋은 삼촌이에요. 왜냐, 조카 데리고 나와서 조카 키우지고 얼마 좋습니까?
In some sense, if you look at it, he seems like a great uncle who took his nephew and raised him.
근데 하나님 말씀은 그게 아니에요.
But God's word wasn't that.
네 씨로 말미암아 열방이 복을 받게 하기 때문에.
God said it's through your seed that the nation will be blessed.
아브라함 그게 안 믿어진 거예요.
But Abraham couldn't believe these words.
그러다 깨닫지 않습니까?
And then he realizes.
조카를 큰 재산을 주고 내보냅니다.
He gives him a great inheritance and he leaves his nephew.
엄청 비싼 땅, 소돔 고모라를 조카가 선택을 했어요.
And we see that his nephew Lot chooses the most expensive land, Sodom and Gomorrah, and he leaves.
아브라함은 산을 선택을 했어.
And Abraham chooses the mountainside.
조카가 산 싫어하니까.
Why? Because his nephew didn't like the mountainside.
그래서 단을 쌓기세요.
That's where he built an altar.
단을 쌓을 때 하나님 하신 말씀입니다.
And in Genesis chapter 13, verse 18, this is the words that God said when Abraham built up this altar.
너는 눈을 들어 동서남북을 살펴보라.
He says, look up your eyes and look to your north, south, east, and west.
일어나 종과 행으로 다녀보라.
And he says, to arise and look into the very ends of the land.
네가 볼고 보는 땅을 너와 네 자손에게 영원히 주리라.
He said, this place that you hold on to and you step upon, I will give to you and your next generations.
단을 쌓다 예.
He built an altar to the Lord.
단을 쌓는.
And so holding onto the word and building an altar.
특히 중위자분들은요 지금부터 이거 해야 여러분 건강도 회복되고 너무 다 회복됩니다.
And so church officers, you have to be able to do this now so that your health and everything else can be restored.
우리 그보다 소식 들어보면요 나이 든 사람 갑자기 뭔 일 생긴다 이거 사람 몸도 갑자기 그러대잖아요.
Sometimes we get these notifications that people of age that something just suddenly happened.
여러분이 힘을 얻어야 됩니다.
Now you have to gain strength.
여러분이 무너지면 뭐 건강도 뭐 다 무너지면 건강에도 돈이고 뭐 안 필요 없어요.
If you crumble and your health crumbles, you don't need fame. You don't need money. It doesn't matter.
이 아브라함은 믿음의 조상이 된 겁니다.
Now this Abraham became a father of faith.
그래서 지금 일어나는 생각들요.
And so these are the things that I'm coming to think of nowadays.
기도로 바꾸는 겁니다.
All of that, we change that into prayer.
예, 지금 일어나는 문제는 감사로 바꾸는 겁니다.
All the problems that arises right now, we change that into thanksgiving. Why?
답이 있고 새롭게 하는 거 기회이기 때문에.
Why? Because we already have the solution.
그래서 감사합니다.
And we can renew ourselves. That's how we can give thanks.
아니, 문제가 없는데 감사할 수 없죠. 왜냐면 답을 찾았기 때문에 감사하고.
Now, why can we give thanks because of a problem? Because we already have the answer. We already found the solution.
지금.
right now.
그냥 앉아 있다 우리는요. 그럴 때 많습니다.
Now we just sit around and yet we have these type of things.
무의미하게 그냥.
Where we
제일 손해예요.
We spend the day very meaninglessly and that's in vain.
최고의 가치로 만들어.
But changing that into the greatest value.
이걸요. 보좌의 축복을 누리는 기도 시간.
It is that time of prayer to enjoy the blessings of the throne.
이런 게 쌓여 가지고 어느 날 아브라함은요, 거부가 된 거예요.
One day, all these things came together and Abraham became a great wealthy man. And there's a reason behind that.
가병만 318명.
He said, just servants alone, he had 318 people in his family. Why?
그래야 세계를 살리고 소돔 고모라 멸망 때 조카도 살리고 살리는 거예요.
Only then can he save the world and can he save his nephew when Sodom and Gomorrah came to its ground.
여러분, 가병만 318명이면 장가 가서 마누라 한 명 있겠죠? 그럼 마누라 318명이에요.
So think about it. If you have 318 그렇죠? servants in your household,
예, 하나만 낳아도 318명이라.
And so even if you have, if they get married or have a child, that's 318 of them each. And then what else?
1000명.
So put that all together is a three household family.
1000명이 밥을 먹겠다.
Then servants alone is just 1000 of them.
쉬운 일 아닙니다.
That's not easy.
수련회 아이들 데리고 몇 명 가다 200명만 데려가도요. 권사님들한테 물어봤어요. 하루 종일 밥 해야 돼.
And so think about it. Even if we have 200 kids having a children's retreat, then senior deaconesses, they have to cook all day long because it is so difficult.
이런 제자들을 집에서 키울 정도로 역사가 돼.
But works arose to the point where he had all these disciples inside of his home.
이게 바로 여러분이 받을 축복입니다.
These are the blessings that you will receive as well.
항상 이거 찾아야 말씀이 살아나.
But you must always seek these three things out in order for the word to come to life.
찾아 말씀 안 살아나.
If you cannot find these things, the words cannot come to life.
아무 힘도 없고 배경도 없고 돈도 없고 이런 사람들 많잖아요.
There are so many people that have no power, no background, nothing.
그런 사람 다 그래 대부분 그걸 가난하게 그래 살다 죽어요.
And majority of them they die in poverty.
그런데 거기서요 이걸 찾아.
And yet they discovered, or somebody discovered, these three things.
나는 비록 지구로 들어왔지만은 여기서 최고의 하나님의 축복을 누리고 증거한다.
And one individual said, "Here, I might just be a client or employee, but I will find and discover God's greatest blessing."
그게 다른 사람에게 영향을 갔어.
And that influenced other people.
누굽니까?
Who was that?
Wanamaker입니다.
That individual's name was Wanamaker.
다 이걸 찾는 거야.
They found this and discovered this.
이걸 찾으라니까요.
We have to discover these three things.
그러면 여러분은 찾으면 응답이 오기 이전에 말씀을 정확하게 붙잡아.
When you discover these three things, before answers even come to you, you find and be able to hold on to God's accurate word.
초반에는 아브라함이 이걸 몰랐기 때문에 말씀을 붙잡고 순종까지 했는데도 뭐가 뭔지를 몰라.
But in the beginning, Abraham, even though he held on to God's word and he obeyed God's word because he didn't have these three things, he couldn't find these answers.
드디어 아브라함이 이걸 발견했네.
But finally, Abraham discovered these three things.
아, 이런 사람이 나를 부르셨구나.
Oh, this is why God called me.
발견한 겁니다.
That's what he discovered.
그때부터 단을 사기 시작.
And from that point on, he built an altar.
힘든 게 아니고 너무 행복한 시간.
And it's not difficult. It was the most happiest and joyous time for him.
힘을 얻는 시간.
And it's a time where you could truly gain strength.
꼭 그렇게 하셔야 돼.
And so please, I hope you do that too.
내가 힘을 얻는 시간이지.
You know that very well. A time for me to gain strength, no matter what anybody says.
정말 그 하나님 주신 행복을 누리는 시간이 있어야 돼.
It is a time where you could truly enjoy the strength that God gives.
이번 주간에도 새 은혜 받고 오늘도 예배 중에 큰 축복과 이걸 발견하는 시간 되기를 바랍니다.
May you truly gain this new strength throughout this week and during worship today, may you truly discover these three things.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we give you thanks.
오늘 하나님의 오직을 발견하게 하십니다.
Help us to discover your only today.
우리의 현장에 유일성 응답이 임하게 하십니다.
And may the answers of our uniqueness come upon all of our fields.
세상 살릴 수 있도록 재창조의 축복을
And grant us the blessing of recreation to save the world. And may today be a day that we gain your strength. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.